This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been spending time in Reading, Pennsylvania, as Marketplace's senior correspondent Amy Scott looks at efforts to remake the American workforce. You may remember the Reading Railroad property in Monopoly. Since that city's industrial heyday, it's seen its share of factory jobs lost to free trade and new technology. Those that remain often require advanced manufacturing skills, and for older workers, that means retraining, sometimes over and over again. Here's Amy.
When Joe Snyder was 23 years old, with just a high school diploma, he got a job at the auto parts supplier Dana Corporation as a press operator.
And I worked there for 17 years, and they closed the plant and moved some things to Mexico, Venezuela, and I took advantage of the NAFTA.
The North American Free Trade Agreement, signed in 1993, came with funding for workers displaced by globalization. So Snyder enrolled in an associate's degree program in electronic engineering.
Just to get a job at Lucent Technologies, because they needed people there and you needed to have an electronic engineer associate's degree.
Then, about halfway through the program, Lucent started laying people off.
And by the time I graduated, they were in Singapore. So I had to scratch that.
Snyder couldn't find an engineering job, so he went into construction, then worked in drug and alcohol rehab, and when he lost that job, he went back into manufacturing, making surgical tools.
And about 2 years into it, we were notified that they were going to move their operations to Mexico.
Sensing a pattern here, again, Snyder qualified for federal funding for retraining, just over $14,000 to study precision machining at Burke's Career and Technology Center. This computer numerical control, or CNC, lathe can make a part in a few minutes that used to take hours.
CNC really struck me because they said that a lot of the baby boomers were retiring and they didn't have a lot of people to replace them.
At 56, Snyder himself is a baby boomer, but not ready to retire. Most of his fellow students are teenagers in high school. The thing is, Snyder wanted to do vocational training when he was in high school, but a counselor said his grades were too high.
They thought that I would do better by getting a college degree rather than taking a trade. But the way I felt, I wanted a trade, and I just really couldn't get it.
Now he has a trade. Snyder graduated a few weeks ago and walked right into a job as a machinist.
I'm hoping this is the last time I have to do this because, you know, starting over three times, it doesn't feel good.
He's earning about $19 an hour, not nearly what he made all those years ago in his union job at Dana, but enough to live well, he says, and spoil his grandkids. In Reading, Pennsylvania, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.